ever wonder what separates exceptional leaders from the rest? Join us on this episode as we unveil the power of questions in leadership. Discover 8 crucial questions, great questions for great leaders. They consistently ask these in order to inspire, innovate, and lead with purpose. Welcome to Speak Up, the podcast for high-performing introverts, including you social introverts, where we reveal the secrets of charisma and communication that A-listers use so that you get the recognition and opportunities you deserve. I'm your host, Laura Camacho, your magical communication godmother, coach, and strategist. And take note that we now release episodes every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Saying the right thing at the right moment with the right tone is almost as valuable as being mentioned on a Joe Rogan podcast or being invited over for dinner by Elon Musk. This is episode 238, Executive Presence Unveiled, 8 Key Questions Exceptional Leaders Ask. And I want you to get clear that questions are your best tool to introduce any kind of delicate topic and to get engagement. So whenever you're stuck on, you're not sure what to say, form it as a question, and that will move you forward. I promise. In the next 10 minutes, I'm going to give you 8 key questions, and I'm going to tell you when to use them. All right. And they will help you in developing your executive presence. Why? Because when you know what to say, you're more relaxed and you have confidence. And that's what underlies all executive presence. All right. So the first one is giving feedback. And in this scenario, I'm not really thinking of your annual or quarterly formal performance review. As a leader, you need to be giving feedback frequently. And, you know, there's lots of different suggestions you can make and different ways to approach it. But this is a really powerful question to ask that really puts the responsibility on the other person. So you say, we'll say Fred. So Fred, what are you going to do? And then imagine a fill in the blank that is a success imperative. So I'm going to give you 3 examples. Let's say that somebody's arriving late because of traffic is worse because of construction on their highway. So Fred, what are you going to do differently, or what can you do to be on time while this construction is going on? Or what can you do, or what are you going to do not to miss that deadline like you missed the last one? What are you going to do to keep a positive mindset when, yes, we tried this before and it didn't work, and yes, we're doing it again? How can you keep a positive mindset? So it's just asking the other person, what are you going to do in order to, and then fill in the success imperative. Very useful. And by the way, this is not a question, but, you know, in some situations, it may be helpful to remind the person, hey, I'm giving you this because I have very high expectations and I know that you're capable of reaching them. All right. Scenario number 2, someone is complaining. And I find that super annoying. Maybe you do too. It's very simple. How can I help you? What can I do to help? How can I help? Just switch the channel from complaining to how can I help? Number 3, this is a rare occasion, but in case it happens sometime soon, when someone admits to underperforming in some way, so enjoy that moment. But then you say, what could you change in order to ensure your success in the future? I'll repeat that. What could you change to ensure your success in the future? Very powerful question. You could also use that in a mentoring situation. When you want a new question for your one-on-one with a team member, ask them simply, what has been the most challenging part of your week? That question lets you know where they're struggling without saying, what are you struggling with? It lets you know a little bit about their strengths, a little bit about their weaknesses, especially with a newer team member. It's a great question. What has been the most challenging part of your week? And also for one-on-ones, this is not one of the 8, but I always like to ask about what were your wins this week. All right, scenario number 5. And this is for those of you who have been accused of playing favorites. And I learned this from Cy Wakeman. So Cy Wakeman teaches reality-based leadership, and she taught this at some point. I learned it from her. And so she said, playing favorites is also known as working with the willing. So this is, you say, yes, absolutely. Would you like to be one? Would you like to join my favorites? And it really flips that on its head and gives the person asking the question the opportunity to see that, oh, you could be a favorite too if you, you know, take on some of these challenges. All right, scenario number 6. You simply want to improve a work relationship. You know, maybe it's a cross-functional collaboration. Maybe it's somebody you're just working on a special project and it could be better. You simply ask, how can I better communicate with you? There's so many variables in communication, from style, tone, vocabulary, but really in work environment, a lot of times it's the channel. Like, oh, I prefer Slack to email. Oh, I prefer, you know, weekly meetings, not every other day. You know, the cadence is another factor there. All right. Scenario number 7, when you want to improve your performance and you're not sure what to do, maybe you have a performance review coming up, you say, boss, what would you like for me to do differently? Or here's a variation. Oh, boss, is there anything I can do differently to get better results? With this question, a lot of times you're catching the boss by surprise. So I would be prepared that you get a, oh, you're fine. No, you're good. The first time you ask. And I would recommend that you ask it, you know, kind of like monthly, maybe. All right. Number 8, when you want others to speak up at a meeting. And let me remind you, if you are in senior leadership or heading to senior leadership, it is a key skill you want to have is to get other people to do the talking in a meeting. So here's a simple question. What other perspectives do we have in this room? Yes. And then shut up and wait for them to answer. Don't you like these? Aren't these cool? So I'm just going to recap them real quick. What are you going to do differently to, quote, have your success imperative? What are you going to do? How can I help? What could you do to ensure your success in the future? What has been the most challenging part of your week? Would you like to be one of my favorites? How can I communicate better with you? Boss, is there anything I can do differently to get better results? What other perspectives do we have in this room? So there you go. Those questions are life-changing. And thank you so much for being here. If you're not getting our weekly communication dispatch, please, without delay, visit www.speakupwithlaura.com and get on our Speak Up A-list. Have a great afternoon, and I will catch you in the next episode.